Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. If you hear any sweet, sweet cooing, I'm sure you can assume, if you're only listening to the podcast, that I have sweet baby Noah with me. Tori is catching up on some much-needed sleep, and Micah is in his nap, and I'm not going to call myself dad on the podcast, but dad is also tired, but extremely joyful and excited for this devotional. Okay. Where am I at? Okay. Here we are. First off, I just want to say this. I love that we get this time together. Can I say that? I don't want you all to think to yourself, not that you would, but like, man, I can't believe he's doing this. He's holding one baby who's sleeping, the other one's sleeping. This is what we're talking about in this specific devotional series, day three, redeeming your time. This is us playing offense with our time. This is it. Like, I'm living it, and this gets me very excited. So anyways, we're picking up with day three of our redeeming your time devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to read the devo. The scripture is Luke chapter 4, verse 42, and it says this. Early the next morning, Jesus went out to an isolated place. The crowd searched everywhere for him, and when they finally found him, they begged him not to leave them. The devotional says this. Now, more than ever, we are living in what C.S. Lewis's Devil Screwtape called the kingdom of noise. And I'm not just referring to the obvious increase in external noise created by nonstop news, entertainment, and the buzzing of devices in our pockets and purses. I'm primarily referring to what all that external noise creates, namely internal noise that blocks our ability to be silent and reflective. Our lack of solitude stands in stark contrast to the way of Jesus. The number of times the Gospels mention Jesus withdrawing to a solitary place is staggering. In the third gospel alone, Luke mentions Jesus' love of lonely places three times in just 1.5 chapters. My favorite mention of Jesus' pursuit of solitude is when he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place to get away from the crowds in Matthew 14:13. So important was the silence to Jesus that he would literally just jump into a boat and get away from all the noise to pray, think, and listen to his Father's voice. And oh, by the way, the busier Jesus got, the more it appears he sought out the silence. Luke 5, verses 15 through 16 says that the news about him spread all the more. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus' example leads us to the third principle: we need to be purposeful, present, and wildly productive. Principle number three, descent from the kingdom of noise. To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must fight to block out noise and create room for silence, stillness, and reflection. If we want to do our most exceptional work for the glory of God and the good of others, we, like Jesus, must fight for the quiet solitude we need to think, be creative, and listen to God's voice. How can we do that today? How practically can we descend from the kingdom of noise? And you know, obviously, I'm sure you can guess this. I'm going to give us some time here to be silent, because guess what? If you're going to listen to, say, a 10-minute devotional, why don't we leave 3-4 minutes of that for a chance for us to be silent? But on top of that, the big thought that I had in this one was, why are we afraid of silence? When Jesus needed to be comforted, whenever he needed to hear or get away, he ran towards silence. But whenever we're alone, we run towards noise. That's not everybody, of course. But if you're someone who wants to reach for their phone right away, or you want to call somebody or turn on Netflix or whatever that may be, maybe you ask yourself, why? Am I avoiding the silence of solitude? Am I avoiding God? Am I avoiding asking him some questions? Or better said, am I avoiding listening to him? Am I doing that without really knowing? And I think that can be some good places for us to start, as we do have this quiet time, to just reflect and be like, oh, wow, that's where Jesus was comforted, was in the presence of God. And if we need comfort, that's where we need to run as well. So, yeah, we're going to have that time now. Lord, thank you so much for encouraging us to find solitude, because solitude in your kingdom looks very different because it includes you. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to continue to find these quiet places in our busy, busy lives, and even more quiet places as our lives get busier, to seek you, to be comforted by you, and to hear from you, Lord. We thank you for everything you are, and help us to block out the addiction to busy, the addiction to noise, and help us spend time with you intentionally, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. How's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord? Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Hasta mañana.